Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
Hey, we welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart. And as always, we encourage your calls early so we don't have anybody left at the end of the show that we can't accommodate with good answers. And when I say we, I mean they. Of course, Ron Radiman, Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good to see you. Notice that respect.
And good morning, Carol.
And that's the other voice. Master Gardener Carol's with us this week.
Good morning.
And you are out there and get your phone pushing, finger pushing.
Yes.
All righty. Radiman's open today. We'll start off with the information that people need to know.
Well, it looks like it'd be a good weekend and a good week upcoming to get some things done here yet in your yard before the fall weather hits.
Not that far away, the way it seems.
Well, that's just
mid-August.
We're kind of getting over the, I hate to say it, we're getting over the hump here a little bit.
Yeah, we're eating tomatoes already.
Yeah, that's just it. Now when the gardening questions come in, if you don't have your garden figured out by now, it's too late.
That's about it, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Too late for this year, I guess.
And if the fungus got it, there's nothing you can do anymore now either.
True.
Those are the biggest questions.
Typically, yeah. So what else is new?
If you're going out to Radiman's from here on out, you can't go out Main Street to County B because they're going to close Highway 175.
That's right. They got that highway project.
So that'll be, and it's well needed. You know, there's some dangerous parts to that highway there where the other gravel pits are coming through and there's no shoulder through there.
So is it closed already?
Not today. It's
Monday,
not,
I
but
think.
Monday.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
Monday.
I was going
And there's
come
barrels
on
out there and everything. They've been kind of working on it a little bit already with the lane closures and a little bit the last week or so already, but it's going to be closed up tight come Monday.
41 would be a better choice, I would think.
Yeah, 41's going to work out a little bit better. Or you could, if you're kind of adventuresome, you could go out Highway V and Kelly Road and go out that route.
To B and then just...
Once you're on B, it's pretty simple. Yeah, then you can just work your way over just, you know, about a quarter mile from 41. But
well, then you'd be forced to stop at Kelly's.
Yeah, well, if you go out Kelly Road, you'll see the Kelly pad out there. Yeah, the whole... They got quite a bit going on out there. It's going to be fun for you to go out there on Saturdays here in the fall and visit Kelly's and Radiman's. They got quite a bit in the works out there. Of course, it's fun to go there for ice cream at this time of year.
Anytime.
I don't know if we can do plugs or not on the air here, but you almost have to go by Radiman's to get to Kelly's, and you almost have to go by Kelly's to get to Radiman's.
Yes.
So it works out pretty good.
Works out really well.
So yeah, the Kelly farms were there. I mean, Radiman's has been there for 50, 60 years, but the Kelly, it's not called Kelly Road for nothing. And the Kelly farms, you know, the family of farms on Kelly Road have been there, you know, I don't know, since the turn of the century, the last century, not the latest century.
That's only 21 years ago.
So yeah, they've been around there for a long, long time. So it's fun to watch them, and they, you know, they take, it's an interesting business, you know, how they've really turned, you know, and when they put up that little ice cream shop out there in the middle of nowhere, you'd think, well, that's never going to work. And
that's what I thought.
They need a bigger parking lot. They need, you know, and come fall, they expand into the hay fields once they get the crops off and they start making more parking out there. And they've got so much going on for kids. And I don't know.
Fun visit.
Do you still have the lawn starter fertilizer out there? Do you have that all the time?
Yeah.
That's what I was coming out for because I have all those spots where I planted grass seed in spring and I know it's going to need a boost this fall.
Well, and you know, and we always say the best time to plant your to gear up for planting your lawn is August 15th. And of course, this year the best time for gearing up to planting your lawn was about August 5th, because then it rained every day for 5 or 6 or 7 days in a row. So, you know, if you miss the August 5th best time of the year, you know, now we're coming up on the August 15th, which is what we've always found to be the best time of the year to plant grass. And it kind of works out, you know, this year that week of rain came a week earlier than some years, but it's always, you know, you can't wait until everybody thinks, well, we'll wait until September. Well, then we get a week or 10 days of rain and it doesn't dry out and you don't get your lawn in, and pretty soon it's October. So it's always better to be a week early than a week late with, and that goes as far as, you know, whenever you're planting, you don't want to always wait for the best week, so to speak. You want to maybe try and take aim on the week before the best week. And so now is the time to, if you want to plant some grass, I'd get on it right away. Stop on out to Radiman's. We've got a few different blends. Madison Park's blend of grass seed works the best in most situations, but if you always kind of want to review that with the staff at Radiman's and make sure you're getting the best blend, if you're setting up a soccer field or a ball diamond for the kids, there's some better mixes that we have available at Radiman's too. And or if it's a little shady or soil's not quite right, there's some tougher grasses that'll do better. And then, like you said, the lawn starter fertilizer is the best for getting the new seed started before you start worrying about the step one, step two, step three stuff. But if you get your lawn in now, you can move right into the step four in towards the end of October and get your winterizer in, and you'll be in good shape come next year.
With grass.
With grass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing a big area, though. I'm doing like 60 small areas where trees were. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to scratch where the grass seed didn't come up before and then plant new. Would I do that already now, too? Because I'm not going to be able to water them.
Well,
I mean, not all of them. I can do some.
Well, and, you know, and actually, I've had that call already, too. And, what you want to do, and if you have 60 areas, is plant 20 of them now and water them, and then wait a week or 10 days and plant another 20, and then wait a week or 10 days and plant another 20. And that way you can concentrate on watering, instead of trying to water all those areas at once, mm-hmm. break it down and turn your project into two or three different projects and make your life a little bit easier. Because after that 10 days is up, you're in pretty good shape. Then you can move on to the other area, and maybe you need to water once in a while yet in that first area when you're starting mm-hmm. in on your second. But at least then you can concentrate on one area at a time instead of trying to do too much. And even if you're doing, you know, if you've got a acre and a half or 2 acres of yard, you know, do the backyard now and then wait a couple weeks and do the front yard. And that way you're kind of getting, if it rains, that's great. You got your backyard done. If it doesn't, you can water it. Mm-hmm. And then it's still going to work out for doing your front yard, or, you know, or divide your yard into two or three sections when you're doing it. And, you know, some contractors don't mind doing it that way either. You have to kind of work with them a little bit. But in a lot of cases, you know, they're in subdivisions and they're working on, you know, they might have, if you're out in some of these new subdivisions, they might have 3 or 4 lawns to do. So they don't mind doing your backyard, you know, on Monday and Tuesday, moving over into another neighbor and doing their backyard on Wednesday, Thursday, and mm-hmm. then coming back to your yard the following week and finishing it up. And that way you can concentrate on one party. And if it rains, good. And if it doesn't, well, then you got it mm-hmm. you got it covered too. So
when you talk about watering the grass areas that we're talking about now, what are you talking about? Once a day, a little bit, twice a day, a little bit, once a day, a great soaking? How do you water this?
Yeah, well, and if you would have, you know, got your lawn, if you would have done, it would have done your seeding 2 weeks ago, you probably would have watered it once. And then the rains, when it was raining every day, of course, you'd have been in the clear. Once the grass is starting to show up a little bit, you can kind of go to every other day. Again, it doesn't hurt to have it dry out just a little bit on top in between, but you can't let it sit for 3 or 4 or 5 days when it's in the 80s like mm-hmm. that. And it gets easier every day because the overnight lows, I mean, what was it last night? 56, 57 maybe?
Yeah, right around there.
You know, and so now it's only in the, well, 59, I guess you just said a few minutes ago. So even at 8 o'clock in the morning when it's not even 60 degrees out, you know, that helps a lot. So
just went up to 64, just updated.
Well, it moves pretty quick.
As the sun goes up, mm-hmm. so does the thermometer.
Mm-hmm. And what length of time is it, like for the first 2 weeks that it's got to be watered so much?
Well,
is that why you set a two-week pattern between my plantings? Yeah?
Yeah, because I guess if, you know, once you kind of get into after about the 10-day period, you can probably get by watering every other day. If it doesn't rain, and of course it usually rains once a week, I mean, you never know, but
right.
So if it rains once a week and you water once a week, that's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why if you can space them out 2 weeks apart, then at the 2 week interval, you're in pretty good shape. Because then you're only, you know, the critical part is that first week or so,
mm-hmm.
and the weeds start growing immediately. As soon as you turn around, the weeds are germinating and growing. You can say, well, I'm not going to water my lawn because I'll wait for the first rain. Well, believe me, the weeds are getting a start already. So you might as well start watering your lawn and get that going too, because the best way to get rid of weeds is have a good, thick, dense lawn. That prevents weeds from growing and germinating, and the quicker you can start mowing those weeds off, the weeds start dying off because the weeds can't handle being mowed off short. They need to have leaves to grow and things like that. Dandelions can handle mowing, but a mm-hmm. lot of your other tough weeds can't. So,
alrighty, we got chores.
We do.
So anyway, yes, stop out to Radiman's and pick up your Madison Parks lawn seed.
And today would be a good day.
Today would be a good day. You can get a delivery, get you a little shredded black dirt to get your project started. Give us a call at 920-922-7612 or stop on out just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. Just exit off Highway 41 at County B to the east.
Be right back.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
We all want to do something big in life, something loud. So why not start at Quad, where business is booming? Quad is hiring people who like the sound of $17.50 to $33 an hour, who really like the sound of a $2,000 new hire bonus, plus training, 401k, convenient on-site healthcare, things that make work way better. Sound good to you? Apply online at bquad.com. That's bquad.com. Quad is an equal opportunity employer, including disability and veterans.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-401-6681. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681. 800-401-6681. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
KFI's the news time, 8:25. Welcome back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Phones are open, 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. Lawn, gardens, indoors, outdoors, landscaping, patio blocks, trees, flowers, chirping birds. Questions on all that stuff, give a holler.
And we'll see if we can figure out the answer.
Yeah, and yes. If not, we have other listeners that might. I have heard from probably half a dozen people this year about something called cucumber blight, which I had never heard of before. Do we know what that is and what causes it?
Well, the last time I did the show, there was a lady that called in. I believe it was her cucumber, and it just died almost overnight, the whole vine thing. So it's some kind of fungus. And then I had mentioned to her then that that's what my zucchini did last year. Well, it's doing the same thing now. I think in another day, they'll both just be flopped over and dead. It goes really fast. And I wasn't prepared because I hadn't done any shopping for some kind of a fungus protection for that plant. So I got caught off guard again this year. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing I'm going to look for.
So just basically a fungus that right. To get rid of the plants and get the plants away from the garden.
It's probably in the a fungus that's in the soil that's attacking the root system when it kills off the whole plant like that all
so
at
quickly.
One time.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I've noticed on mine, and I don't have the plants dying, but the cucumbers, you get a nice chunky front half and then it kind of curls and dies off on the bottom half.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the same thing or not. That to me probably was improper watering on my part.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that would be a...
The blight, that's just no. Bad. My bad. Morning, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm calling about hollyhocks. How do you take care of hollyhocks?
I don't know what you mean by take care, because it's probably the most self-sufficient plant that's out there, really. That you know that they're a biennial.
Okay.
Did you plant them this year?
I had to plant them last fall after the frost. When the frost was in the ground, I planted them.
Okay.
With the instructions.
All right.
So, okay, I did that. Then they came up this spring.
Right.
It looked real nice, and they blossom.
They blossom?
Now I want to know.
They blossom this year?
Yep.
Because they are a biennial. Usually they come up to be maybe a foot and a half high.
Yeah.
They're green.
Mm-hmm.
Then that
right.
Then that dies back in fall, and then the next year they come back and they're tall and lovely.
Well, they're tall and lovely this year.
Well, that's wonderful.
What did you plant them? What were they when they? Did you plant them from a seed or?
From a root.
Oh, that's why it worked. Okay,
uh-huh.
That
makes
sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
From a root.
So you dug someone else's out in the fall, late
no,
fall.
No, I got them from a nursery.
Okay.
I ordered them.
Wonderful. That's why they bloomed this year. Okay.
Okay. Now what do I do this fall?
Just cut the stems off and have they been dropping seeds?
They just first started to flower.
Okay, so then the seed things will fill up.
Okay.
And those will drop And then next year you'll have just the little ones again until you get a mixture of these in different years.
Okay.
They'll only be that foot and a half, the new ones that come, but some of the old ones will bloom again too.
Okay. Okay.
Next year you might not get much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They'll stay that same short, like foot and a half high or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mine have finally, I think, just because maybe seeds waited another whole year to germinate in there because I have wood mulch on and there might have been some that laid on top of the mulch. So this year I had some that only got a certain height and then I got some that flowered. But that takes a while to do that. Otherwise, you're going to stay on that every other year kind of pattern because they reseed themselves. That plant doesn't stay there.
That doesn't stay there.
That's why I'm surprised you could move one and do that. But
it must have been a one-year-old plant.
Correct.
And then it would work.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All righty. Good luck with them.
All right. Sure.
Thanks for the call, and thank you for waiting. You are on. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yep, go ahead.
I had Radimans come out and trim some of my oak trees. They're about 25 feet tall. A lot of dead branches, and they came and did a beautiful job of shaping the tree and getting rid of the branches. My question is, how often should I repeat the fertilizer that they placed around the tree?
Well, what we did, and actually, you know, just to clarify that, you know, I had a couple of the guys from our nursery do work on your project. You know, we actually don't do that type of work at Radiman, so but we do it for special friends, Dr. Steve. And so what it's actually a great question, because the oaks were showing some signs of chlorosis. And what that means is there was an iron deficiency, and we actually have those products at Radiman's available for homeowner use. And what we did there is we actually mixed up some water soluble fertilizer that's good for, you know, oaks and other acid loving plants. And we poured that around the root system. So that'll work here over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks yet. Then we also put down some special packets that have iron in them. And we used there was some chelated iron and some aluminum sulfate. It's kind of a little bit of a cocktail, so to speak, to get the soil pH lower and to add the iron and the magnesium and sulfur to the root systems of the oaks to make them grow better and stronger, green up. So if, you know, to answer your question, you could, that water soluble fertilizer that for acid loving plants should be applied once or twice a year. And that's a pretty simple, we have it in small bags out at Radiman's. You basically pour it into a 5-gallon bucket. And you want to put maybe 8 or 12 ounces in a 5-gallon bucket and then pour that around the base of the tree and then water it in. So that could be done twice a year, or you could do it more often too, but it could be done again in late fall when there's no new growth. We wouldn't want to do it again in September. That's about the only time you don't want to do it, is late August, September, early October. You kind of get into a bad window. So if you're going to use that, you'd have to use it real quick here now. So, and obviously yours are in good shape now for this year. So, you know, a couple times a year with that water soluble, and those longer term things that we did, they're probably okay for a couple years now too. So, but you know, for any of the other, you know, people that are listening, if you see your tree is a little yellowish, green veins, whether it's an oak tree, a birch, you'll see it in some varieties of maples. You want to get after that, because if you let it go, it won't get any better. It only gets worse, because as the tree grows deeper and gets bigger, there's an iron deficiency there in the soil. So,
did you say the name of that fertilizer?
It's a Fertilome product, and it's called Acid Loving Fertilizer. Like out at Radiman's, it's just called Acid Loving Fertilizer for Acid Loving Plants. And it's great on trees and plants that need that lower soil pH. You could use it on your evergreens. If you have holly in your yard, you could use it on holly. It works good on any broadleafed evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas. But, primarily in this case, it's necessary more if your tree or your shrubs are looking yellowish, So, but yeah, that's, with that, that water soluble two or three times a year or otherwise, but those other treatments that we put on are good for about a year. So
okay, thank you.
Yep, all right, thanks for the call.
923-1450. Got a couple lines open. Give us a shout with your questions. In the meantime, I think we will dive into break two.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah. Those are all things. If you have a question or you have leaves like that, you can stop on out to Radiman's. We can diagnose it, or you can email us or text us a picture, and we'll help figure out what you all need. So anyway, Radiman's just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. Take Highway 41 to County B, exit east on County B, and we're right there.
Today's business environment demands that you stand out from the crowd. At National Exchange Bank and Trust, we offer products and services to help you do just that. Our knowledgeable commercial lenders will partner with you to evaluate the unique needs of your business and provide you with the ultimate business solution. Our independence is your greatest asset. Learn more at NEBAT.com. National Exchange Bank and Trust, serving businesses in Wisconsin since 1933. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
The Van Dine Lions back the blue and invite you to do the same by attending the 6th Annual Classic Car and Truck Show this Sunday, August 15th at Van Dine Lions Park from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. Proceeds from the event will be donated to the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department. Winnebago County Sheriff's Canine Unit will be on hand, and the Sheriff's Rescue Boat will also be on display. There will be a 50-50 raffle, door prizes, booze raffle, and cornhole tournament. Starfire takes the stage at 1 p.m., playing your favorite oldies and top 40 songs. Trophies for car award winners will take place at 3 p.m. for Best in Show, Lions Pick, plus 10 other unique categories. Bring the whole family out and enjoy the famous Van Dine Chicken Dinner. They'll also be serving burgers, brats, hot dogs, and homemade desserts. It's the 6th Annual Van Dine Lions Classic Car Show, this Sunday only. The show's made possible by these great local sponsors: Wasp Boring, NTD, TJ Rickenbacker Welding, Quant Plumbing, and Lee Beverage.
There are lots of good reasons to schedule a COVID-19 vaccine appointment for your kid, like
seeing my friends again,
finally taking a family trip,
and the best reason of all,
knowing I've kept my baby boy safe.
Dad!
A COVID-19 vaccine safely protects kids 12 and up and lets kids get back to being kids again. So don't wait. Visit vaccines.gov to get a COVID-19 vaccine appointment near you, or call 211 to learn more.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
KFIZ News Time, 8:39. We are back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. The number is 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450. That one is toll free. Got any questions, give us a holler. And right now we're going to head back to the phones. Good morning. You are on the air.
Yeah, I do want to know if you use that acid-loving fertilizer on hickory nut trees.
Well, it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt on hickories. It probably, if you're going to fertilize trees like that, the packets that we have NutriPack fertilizer packets that would actually probably work out a little bit better on those. And the NutriPack packets, and we actually used, you know, for Dr. Steve when we did, when he needed that acid for the oaks, but we actually put some of the NutriPack packets down too. And the reason I like the NutriPack fertilizer packets is they're good for 5 years. And hickories are they're kind of an easy tree to grow. They're not an easy tree to transplant, but nope. They're easy tree to grow because they aren't real, because they're tap-rooted and a deep root system. You know, they can handle a wet year, they can handle a dry year, they can handle a hot summer, they can handle a wet summer, you know, they can handle just about anything. But they definitely will grow better if you utilize some of the packets. And people say, well, what about spikes and things like that? Well, what I like about those packets is they're a little harder to install. You have to, you need a longer, like a tiling spade, and dig down about 10 inches or a foot down. But once you get them down there, they're good for 5 years. So it's not like you got to work a little harder the day you're doing it, but you don't have to do it again for 5 years either. So, you know, and a hickory tree is generally an easy tree to go, but they definitely do grow better with fertilizer. How large of a tree is, do you have like smaller hickories growing up on your property?
Well, I got a couple big ones that have been there forever, and then I got, say, one that's been there for 25 years or so, and it's probably 50 foot tall. But the nuts are not very big on them things, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, in the packets that we have out at Radiman's, they're triple 16, and so that with the phosphorus and the potash, that actually helps that. And you know, there are four shade trees, fruit trees, nut trees. It says right on the packet for fruit and nut trees. You know, they're good for apple trees. They're good for all of that. So they would definitely help increase production on. And if you get a good healthy tree, you get more new leaves, more new growth, you're going to get bigger and better hickory nuts also. So I don't know, you know, you have to kind of balance that out on a hickory tree that's 100 years old. You know, is it worth spending the money on fertilizer or not? I can't, that's up to you. You don't tell me how to spend my money. I won't tell you how to spend yours, but... You know,
my wife tells me that.
Yeah. So you know, if you get more enjoyment out of hickory nuts than she does out of a new purse, I'd say go for it.
Now, what time of the year would you do this fertilizing?
Well, that's what's the best part about the packets is you can do those any time the ground isn't frozen.
Oh, wonderful.
Because once you put them in the ground, there's tiny holes in those packets, and it only once the water gets into that packet through those tiny holes, then the fertilizer leaches back out through those tiny holes. So even if you do it in the middle of July and it's hot and dry, well, the fertilizer just stays right there in the packet. And if it's raining a lot, or you're irrigating or watering, then the fertilizer is released. But if it isn't and it's just hot and dry, the fertilizer just stays right in that packet until the conditions are right. And so that's why we like using them at the nursery. We like, you know, selling them at Radiman's because you can't really, it's kind of the perfect situation for the avid gardener or the, you know, what we'll call the lazy gardener, which I'm a lazy gardener. I'm an avid lazy gardener. I like to prevent, you know, kind of minimize the risk because, you know, if you get that hot, dry summer, well, the fertilizer just sits there in the packet and waits till next year when you get the cool, wet summer. in the wet spring, and then it's activated then. And when it gets hot and dry in the summer, the fertilizer stays right in that packet. So, you know, that's one thing nice about those. And if you get a, you know, you get a couple 1/10 of an inch of rain, which doesn't really do a tree any good, it never makes it down to the packet, so the packet stays there. Now, if you've used spikes, and the spike is just, you know, on the surface, and you get a tenth of an inch of rain, it's releasing that fertilizer already. Or if you've, you know, used lawn fertilizer around your trees, it's kind of kicking it in gear. And then when we get a hot, dry week, you know, it can rain a tenth of an inch, and that kicks that fertilizer into gear. And then the next week can be in the 90s, and then you're kind of dealing with you've put your tree under a little bit of stress. Now, a hickory tree, you know, they're deep tap-rooted trees. You kind of have to do a lot of things wrong to hurt a hickory tree. But, you know, when we're talking on this show, it starts out, people are hearing a hickory, but then all of a sudden they're thinking about maples and other trees at the same time. So, I would use the NutriPack packets. That acid-loving fertilizer is more for oaks and river birch and trees that are kind of, if the leaves are kind of yellowish and a real light limey green, that's when you know you need that there's an iron deficiency. And usually hickories around here are pretty tough that way. Mm-hmm. And hang on the line. You're actually our secret caller here this morning. So, did you have any other questions, I guess, before I put you on hold?
No, thank you very much.
All right. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away, okay?
Okay.
Hang tight. Catch you off air. All right, you guys are in charge.
Okay. So is it the acid-loving stuff that you're supposed to lay off of in
can I get your name, please?
August and September, or was that a different fertilizer?
Yeah, no, those water soluble fertilizers, and it's that Fertilome acid loving, mm-hmm. you're mixing it up in a bucket, and it's kind of the same with like the Miracle-Gro products. Those you want to use real quick, you know, because once it gets towards the end of August, you want to lay off of those.
Okay.
Because what happens with those water-soluble fertilizers, you know, and we have Miracle-Gro out at Radiman's too, and that's a fertilizer that's good for pretty much the next 3-4 weeks. And, of course, so if you're using it right now, you're getting the most benefit out of it here in August, and by the time you get into early September, there isn't much left there. But if you're starting to use it here the last week of August or the first few weeks of September, now you're pushing out Carol, mm-hmm. you're promoting new growth, and you really don't want to be promoting new growth in September.
Okay.
So that acid-loving fertilizer or any of the other Miracle-Gro water-soluble fertilizers, the ones you mix up mm-hmm. in a bucket of water, those are the ones that you want to lay off of. Now, if you have, you know, annual flowers at home and you want to get a little more boost out of them, you know, you could still use that. But you wouldn't want to do that for any trees or shrubs that are starting to try to shut down. You know, don't do it to arborvitaes. The last thing you want to do is have your arborvitaes growing yet in October and November, and then that new growth freezes, or you're putting them at, you know, that's when you get winter burn, is when you're fertilizing plants too late into the season. So, or winter dieback on some shrubs and trees for that matter. So
lines are open for you. 923-1450, toll free 1-888-900-1450. Some interesting questions today.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, once we get off on a new subject every once in a while, it kind of makes for something to
pop,
to go, yeah. And, you know, there's kind of always, you know, sometimes you can't hit the best time, but what you want to always avoid in gardening is the worst time. So, you know, we get a lot of questions on when is the best time, but you also, when is the worst time can be more critical than when is the best time. because there's a lot of times there's a lot of good times. There might be a best time, but there's the good times are okay too. But you want to, gardening is all about, you know, avoiding mistakes. It's you know, it's kind of like the, you know, the Packers or the Brewers or anybody else. If you have the most errors in a game, you're probably going to lose. And if you have the most turnovers in a game, you're probably going to lose.
Good point.
Gardening's right. A little like that, too. You have That's to avoid good. The avoid the mistakes, and you'll do just fine.
good analogy. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Kind of a strange question, perhaps, that I'm about to ask. But
well, we like those.
Well, it kind of indirectly, you know, fits your program. What do I, or how do I dispose of the battery from a weed whacker? I know that sounds strange, but I mean, can I just throw it in my garbage? I just didn't think that was what I should do with it. You know, that it's a big one. It's from a, you know, it slides into the handle. It's, what, 3 by 5 inches? You know, I mean, it's a, you know, one of those big kind of batteries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had to get a new one, and it's like, I don't know what to do with the old one.
Well, they do have some of those recycle days.
At the city garage.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, if that would, but I guess that would probably be the thing I would do. I mean, if you don't mind storing it and waiting up for one of those, you do hear about them, you know, depending on where you're at, which, you know, in certain, you know, villages and towns, they'll pick a day like that every year where you can bring in your paint and your old batteries and things like that.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard about it for paint and things like you're saying. I just don't know what you do with a battery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first time I had a disposable one, the thing lasted forever, you know, but
are you
now
in,
I had to
are
buy
you
a
in
new
Fond du Lac?
One. No, just a little bit outside
okay,
of Fond du Lac.
Rules out the Fond du Lac center.
But I think a lot of those different towns, they do have, you might have to just kind of, you know,
might want to check with, if you're in a township, check with your town chair to see what.
Because they have those usually once mm-hmm. a year where they, you mm-hmm. know, where they collect okay. those type of things.
Mostly the chemicals that you right. use and have left over. Right, I have a bottle right now that I don't know what to do with, but.
Yeah, and they, you
well,
know.
Well, and this is, you know, it says it's a 20-volt battery. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know,
sure.
it's 3 by 5 inches probably, yep. mm-hmm. roughly. And I don't know if there's anything in there that's dangerous or harmful. I mean, you know, if I just put it in my regular garbage pickup, that's why I said that. Perhaps a strange question, but it's indirectly yard and garden, you know.
Well, we're not sure. Maybe somebody will call in quick yet that does know that. Because
okay.
batteries would be interesting, because I always feel bad when I throw even batteries from a radio into the garbage. You know,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
never sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good question.
Okay, thank you.
Keep sure. listening. Maybe somebody will know. 923-1450.
I have to admit, I'm kind of guilty of throwing the double A batteries into the regular garbage can.
I think we all do it. I'm not sure we should be.
Well, no. I think of it every time I do it, but I don't know what else to do with them either.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she's right. That was a different question.
And it's sort of related to gardening, very
I
much,
guess,
because
yeah.
we all have those weed whacker things. Yeah.
So anyway, Radiman's open today until noon. You can still get a delivery today or for next week, 920-922-7612 or stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac.
Be right back.
What if I told you there was a place right in our backyard where a family plants, grows, harvests, grounds, distills, and bottles some of the finest spirits around? As lifelong residents of Wisconsin, the Retzer family believes a down-to-earth, hands-on approach always yields the highest quality. Ledge Rock Distillery is a true labor of love, and every member of the family pitches in to produce the purest products possible. Raise your spirits with Ledge Rock Vodka, Back 40 Moonshine, Farm Boy Bourbon, or the Retzer Farm Bourbon Whiskey. Come taste for yourself. Ledge Rock's hosting a candle-making event Saturday, August 21st. For $30, get a one-hour class taught by Diane Kinsey and a signature Ledge Rock cocktail. Ann Gianetti's food cart will be on the grounds and live music from You Crazy from 1 till 3. Register at ledgerock2@gmail.com to reserve your spot. All Ledge Rock events are held outside on the grounds and adhere to CDC guidelines. Lines from seed to spirit, only at Ledge Rock Distillery.
Hi, I'm Brock Rademan with Rademan Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Rademan's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Rademan Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
We are not fans of subliminal advertising.
That's exactly right. We think that would be a surefire way to turn off our audience.
Wait, what did you do just there? Did you just slip in something about Surefire heating and cooling in Horicon?
Oh, sure, fire off your accusations about how subliminal I'm being right now.
Aha! You didn't even try to hide it that time.
Man, you need to lay off of me.
I can't believe you. Now you're subliminally talking about the Lennox home comfort system and how it can efficiently cool you off in the summer and warm you during winter?
Oh, who's being subliminal about Surefire and Lennox Home Comfort System now? It's fine when you do it, sure!
Fire!
Of all the conjoined twins in the world, why did I have to be stuck with you?
With a finance plan to fit every budget, today is the time to upgrade to new Lennox Home Comfort System from Surefire, your local Lennox premier dealer.
KFI's News Time, 8:56. We are back. The final few minutes of this week's edition of Landscape Smart, and we got all kinds of off-air phone calls, and I pass the information along to you, Ron and Karen. Karen, hello.
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting break because I got a text from Marlene Rolchkin from Rolchkin's Lawn Care, and then we got a couple other callers that called in and said, how about Batteries Plus? And, you know, that's a... It is a good idea there. You can go there and drop your old one off and pick up your new one all at one time there.
And that must have been what the caller on hold was going to say because they hung up. So let's say 4 out of 5 callers plus your text said batteries, lights.
Batteries plus, yeah.
Plus, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there we're talking the big ones. I'm not sure that they want our AA's and AAA's.
Yeah, probably not.
Which is another whole question.
It's
yes.
another whole question. All
but
right,
those are large batteries.
Take a quick caller. Hi.
Good morning. I'm calling with some information about the battery that the lady was calling about.
Good. You go ahead.
Batteries plus.
All righty. I think that's...
been the general consensus.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, everybody, you know, like I said, we had 4 or 5 people that all had the same answer. So mm-hmm. they're going to doing a good job out there of promoting that.
Yeah,
so,
my takeaway from this is a lot of us want to do the right thing, but we don't know always what the right thing is
to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Batteries Plus, big plug for you.
It works.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right, that was a good question she asked.
Well, and it's always fun when you get good answers right back that quick, sure. Mm-hmm.
And I would the other answer was to take it back where you bought the new weed whacker. You know.
Right, that was
large
one of the suggestions.
Battery,
right.
One of the suggestions was to take that battery back there, but I would call first rather than take it in there and
Well, I think a place like Batteries Plus that sells the batteries, it's kind of like, you know, when you go in there with your car or, you know, you pull in, they come out, they take your old battery out, they give you a core credit, they take care of it from there,
mm-hmm.
and you buy the new battery and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's the same
with this.
You know, and with cell phone batteries and everything
else.
Mm-hmm.
So, alrighty. Well, we solved that mystery.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. The next mystery is A's, B's, and C's, and D's, but that's another show.
Oh, yes, the insurance thing.
Well, no, I'm talking about battery size.
Oh, size.
A, double A, triple A, B, C's, D's.
Yep.
What do we do with those?
We'll see.
Well, that's a topic. Maybe Mike and Marty can get on that debate on
there
Monday.
Yeah. Hey, this is a wrap already.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. Rademan's open Monday through Friday till 5. Today until noon. You can visit us online. It's about as simple as it gets. www.rademans.com, RADEMANS, Radiman's or Radiman. Both will get you there. And anyway, 920-922-7612 if you still want a delivery for today.
All righty. We thank you for your questions today. Thanks to Carol.
Thanks
to Ron. And we'll be back next week taking your questions again. News Talk 1450 KFIZ in Fond du Lac. It is 9 o'clock. It is Jerry Schneider time.